They're planning to go back, but as of giving break, they would then break and wouldn't go back. Correct me if I'm wrong for if that's not what's out there. Instead of Christmas break being the time that they take their winter off, they're going to not go back as of Thanksgiving.
This is breaking.
That's correct.
As of right.
That's correct.
Okay.
Actually, wow. As of right now, the way that I understand it, is that each school has to submit a plan to the governor with meeting these specific guidelines, like when they're going to open, when they're going to close, what they're going to do if the school gets an outbreak, et cetera, et cetera. And they have to meet all these guidelines and present that to the governor and his team, and then they get the okay to open. And that they have to start, first they start with staff and faculty, then they start with, I believe it is 2 classes a day for the in-person classes, summer classes, to test the waters, and then open in August for the fall semester. As of what I've been told, Manchester is planning to do a regular fall semester from August 24th to December, I want to say 12th. I could be wrong about that date. But they have not made an official decision about that. That's just the way they're leaning. But they do have the option to do what you just said, to not have the break and to end earlier. But it looks like Manchester is planning on going a regular semester with not full capacity either. So that's what I heard from my end personally.
This is Joel. I've been in contact with Middlesex College, and their whole plan is the same way that our government buildings are being taken advantage of here. If you can do virtual classes, that's what they're going to be doing. So any program in which you get prerequisites where it's really just 25, 30 people in a classroom doing like math, math, language, anything like that, if it's not an actual lab or a like specific art studio, they very well could have a completely, regular semester, but in the same way our buildings are going to be affected, if there's an opportunity to do virtual classes, that's the way the classrooms are going to be done. What I'm doing is having them let me know when they get a full enrollment, when they have an idea of enrollment for the fall, and then based off of that, which classes are being offered virtually, to actually get a realistic number of how many, students and faculty will actually be in the building on a daily basis, as opposed to, because you have to imagine your first and second semester students are only doing prerequisites, so they might never take a step in the building unless they have to go to the library for some reason, or for, any kind of administrative aspect, so that's also something to take into consideration as well.
Okay. Right, if we want to move to agency matters, transfers, and training. Ken, are you on the line? I talked to Ken Ramsey. He approved me of mentioning the fact that he has put in for retirement as of September the 1st, and he's at 55 Farmington Avenue. As you will recall, earlier this year, we shut down 55 Elm Street because the state was vacating that leased building, and at the time, Tony Ford was out of the location and came to work at the micro market at our office at 184. In talking to him, he has expressed his interest in going to 55 Farmington Avenue once Ken officially retires in September. So that's our transfers and training. Staffing update, I think we told you last time that Harrell has been appointed to take over as the supervisor.
Congratulations.
He's very well suited for the position. You can hear his enthusiasm on the conference call for all of the decisions that have to be made. That's about it. It's just been my pleasure to be here with you for all these years, and I wish you all well going forward in this very arduous task you have before you.
You're awesome, Ed.
Thanks. You can take it to open forum, Frank.
Yeah, thank you for all your service over these decades. I can't thank you enough. And Tyrell, congratulations.
Ed's got one more week. He can change his mind. He's got one more week.
This is my wife's last day was yesterday. It's impossible for me at this point to change my mind. The only thing I would throw out there under open forum, the thing that I was thinking about as we were talking here is your next really scheduled meeting is September. You'll probably have some before then, but your next scheduled meeting is supposed to be the annual meeting at which you'll be electing the committee for the following year. So you can.
Shelly, I'd like to bring up, like how Ed said, but I'd like to bring up a couple of points I spoke to Tyrell about last week. I'm not sure if you guys agree, but this is something I thought of. Especially my case in my building, I long since stopped sending like payroll to my business because I still get my payroll through mail for those of whom who don't have direct deposit when I did have employees. And even my bank statements, I've started to, I'm not sure if everyone gets paperless, but I still was getting paper. I've now since rerouted my stuff to my home since that's where I'm spending most of my time. So then, that being said, I know around this time we usually do our licensing. I mentioned it to Tyrell, like I said last week, to see if we can also then do that too, to reroute things to like our own personal addresses, if that's possible. Since, you know, people aren't really at their locations anymore if they were getting things, but things like that, like my license, I was wondering if I can get that house.
That's a problem. The Hartford food licenses generally came to the agency.
Okay, then I can get them from there. That'd be great.
I don't believe they've come in yet. Because they have been scanning and sending the mail as it comes in, and I haven't received it yet.
So that's not something that actually, anyway, you guys would disperse after you receive them.
Because they have all of the Hartford agencies listed under our program, and they send them all out.
Oh, okay.
From what I was told by the health department in whatever county I am in the beach, they're not sending them out just yet because they're determining if they're going to prorate the year for people or not. At least in that health district, that's what they're doing because I asked about mine, and they said your grandfather's in right now, so don't worry about it. As long as you're the same operator, your grandfather's in, and that they'll get the licenses out once they decide if they're going to be giving discounts or how they're going to be charging for it, because so many people have missed such big chunks of the year. So that's the information I got on licensing and why nobody has maybe gotten them or gotten letters about renewing them or anything like that.
This is Shelley again. Another question. If you don't mind, Ed, I know you sent out the email about insurance and stuff like that, so has it been extended for an extra couple of months for payment?
Yeah.
Even though, because it hasn't... Okay. So it, until the new cycle...
Normally, open enrollment takes effect in July, but it's being pushed out 3 months, and open enrollment will take effect in October. So the same rates that you use for this current year are in effect through September.
Okay,
they haven't released the new rates yet. So the farthest anybody should pay in advance right now would be to the end of September based
and
on
use
your
the current
rate.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
From what, speaking of
medical insurance, I'm hearing that a lot of operators haven't been paying their medical insurance, and I'm just going to suggest to all of them, when they come back to work, if they want to address everything at once, it's going to be a lot. If you're receiving unemployment, I recommend you take care of it sooner than later, because there's going to be a lot of expenses going back for you and the program in general. So the program is paying for your insurance, whether you're paying for it or not. I just recommend that everyone try and take care of the program that we're working with.
And just so you know, the price, the copay that an operator pays, that's set by the state comptroller's office. So we're just putting out there what the state has said the copay is, and that traditionally has changed each new open enrollment. So.
No.
This is Shelly again. I know most of the time when we talk on the line, it's always about business, which is exactly what we need to be doing, but I just wanted to take a moment to really really just say to the field rep, personally, I have David. He is a godsend. He really knows what he's doing, and he does make sure I put my best foot forward, even when we have to, you know, knock heads a few times. But, you know, David's very good at keeping me on track and making me look good, and which also makes the agency he's been instrumental in helping me with the selling, well, helping the agency, actually, with getting rid of the equipment with DAS and dealing with building management and getting that kind of stuff done there a lot more often than I am. Because with time off, I kind of take on more personally than I would normally, but David's been there a whole lot. Even this morning, talking to Tyrell last week, he mentioned me doing some things on the back end of signage, and I went ahead and did it, but I didn't speak to David, and he called, and me telling him, oh, thinking I'm more proactive, he was like, no, you're spending too much money. I've already taken care of that. So David has been a real godsend to me. I'm not sure if he has been the same to all you people, but if he hasn't, that's because he's been focused on but I'm pretty sure he has been. Ed has been leaving. Is leaving, but a couple of times I've utilized his voicemail, called him at home. I felt so bad. I mean, the telecommuting thing is what you guys do, but that's so bad. But Ed's been really good. Tracy, we've had our good girl time talk, checking here and there. That's been really nice. I don't know the other two field reps, but you guys seem very knowledgeable, and everyone has great things to say about you. And Tyrell, like I said before, congratulations. And I hope you know what you're getting yourself into. And Brian, if Brian doesn't know anything about it, it probably doesn't exist. He will. Everyone just does a great job for us as entity, and us the BEP program. I just want to say that. And if I've forgotten any, I'm so sorry, but it's like the Academy Awards, just, you know, play the music, get off. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Shelly, where do I put the check to your home office?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Barbara Miller, Shelly, I second, third, and fourth what you just said. Ed, you know I know how much what I feel about you, and I told you already you can't go nowhere. So, I agree with everything she just said, and I'm thankful for Betsy every day.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh.
All right, so is there anybody else out there that doesn't usually get an opportunity to speak at one of the meetings that has any concern they'd like to address before we adjourn? All right, then I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
Motion, Barbara Miller.
I second it.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
It's got to be a committee member.
We have the motion.
Well,
I move to adjourn, Chad.
Chad?
Yes, sir.
Second.
And do we have a second?
I'll second it, Dave.
Oh, Dave Pillai. That's fine, Dave.
Dave Pillai.
Okay.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you all for calling in. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was saying, bye. Bye. Bye.